Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony. I have the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you. Enjoying today's dish with you is Jared and Michael. Say hello to your fellow diners.
Can I get a Coke? We only have Pepsi. Take a Pepsi. It's fine.
No, we would not serve Pepsi in my diner. I'm a Coke place.
That's fine.
Hello from the other
Can
side.
I get the little knife to cut it up and fine roast too?
No, we use credit cards here.
Credit cards are so dirty.
Yeah, I don't want an infection.
You're doing cocaine and you're worried about who you're cutting it with.
I mean, the topic incites cocaine.
Yeah, it's got a point.
So how are y'all doing today?
Yes. Anthony knows how because we had a meeting and then someone got fired and it was fun.
It was. Mike and I are two different teams. We had a meeting together today.
Yeah. Mm. It was interesting. It was not interesting.
Mike.
Yes. Okay. I gotcha. I know.
I know what Mike is trying to avoid saying.
I do.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
It was an diversity inclusion meeting.
A day of understanding that farmers put on because of everything that has happened over the past year and a half with social justice and things like
which
that.
Which I understand. Okay. And, you know, we are a very opening, you know, we're all for social justice and all that. I don't like it when it's forced and shoved down my throat. Me being also being a Mexican, I am the diversity.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, I got you. I see where you're coming from.
Gabe on your team?
I don't know.
Yeah, Gabe.
He started with me in the claim center.
Oh.
He's fun.
I have not met him physically
He's
yet.
He's fun. I've enjoyed every interaction I've ever had. He's actually the reason our class almost got sent home early because he wouldn't shut the fuck up.
I love it. No, Gabe, he seems really fun. Mm. Like, he paints
super fucking nerd. Super fucking nerd.
Warhammer figures. That's what he does. That's his hobby. Yep. And it's like, oh, okay.
No, sorry. Not
but no, that sounds really bad.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. So we're just that's the mood that we're in.
Yeah.
How's your hand?
Blisters are painful.
Yeah, I believe it.
To open air. Let it air overnight.
Yeah.
Just didn't cover it back up today. Anyway, I got an entertainment stand today for free. So I put that in my room today.
But no bed yet, so
still arguing between Amazon and the company about that refund right now.
Don't worry, you got till tomorrow, right? Then you're getting forced to refund.
According to them, it's in the claims department, and I have to wait 7 to 14 days to hear back, because they're investigating the claim, because the company's like, well, we did blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you kept, yeah, that's what, he's like, they kept jerking me around, like, call FedEx. I'm like, I did. They told me you have to call them. Like, oh. And then they sent me an email today about the refund. They're like, yeah, here's the FedEx number. We can't call them, but, I mean, here's the FedEx number again. I'm like, well, that doesn't fucking help me. That's the problem I've been in this entire, I can hold it. But it'll be held in Pavilion. That doesn't fucking help me. I can't send it anywhere. You have to tell them to send it somewhere.
Or give me my refund and let Pavilion, Nebraska keep it.
It got delivered. But, I, as I said, I mentioned it to the old man.
Yeah.
But they didn't take it to the office or wherever they delivered it to.
It's just out in the street. They just fucking chucked it on the
Somebody
side of the street.
Somebody was just like, alright, this is the apartment building here. We just drop it here and whoever's gonna just
Holy
have a free chair now.
Fuck, that's funny.
I love that. Did you get please tell me they sent you a picture?
No.
Damn it.
No, damn it.
It was delivered by FedEx and I got the email this morning from the company about like, well, it was delivered. Call FedEx for blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's not going to fucking do anything. Like, you just refused to help me until it was delivered, you piece of shit. Literally didn't contact me to talk about the shipping address or anything until Wednesday when it was in Papillion ready to be delivered the next day. They're like, oh, sorry, it was already shipped. I'm like, no fucking kidding. You waited over 3 days. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
It's amazing. So, I was taking a dump earlier.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this episode. And I realized, Jared, you've been on the show since day one.
I have.
Mike, you've been on the show like twice.
Yeah, I have. Three, yes.
I never asked you the question. So my question for all my guests, new guests, I like to ask their favorite cryptid. Or myth, or telltale, etc., etc. So I thought, put you guys on the spot if it helps. Mine is the Nukulave.
Oh, the fun fleshy horseman that just terrorizes people for no reason.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Holy shit.
I do like that one. That one was probably, that was one of our earliest episodes.
Yeah, that's one episode of the number one.
Things to talk about.
And that's episode number one because I love that thing so much.
It was so much fun to talk about. It was so terrifying. One of my favorite. Yeah, I have like some that I just enjoy the idea of. Michael, do you have anything?
I don't.
Today's topic is,
it's not a cryptid or legend. Well, it's
like
a story.
Like story lore wise kind of thing. I've always enjoyed today's topic, but cryptid wise, oh boy.
And you know what? We'll come back to that at the end of the episode.
Okay. Yeah, come back to me at the end because I got a few I can.
Yeah. But yeah, as you all can see from today's episode title,
I don't think we've ever been on a. No, we have been on one together. We've been on one together.
I think so.
It was when we were remote recording, though, way back when.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
Which you might have said it back then. It was just.
I don't remember. I could not fucking tell you.
Probably.
So, as you can
we're
see.
We're bad at remembering.
Yes, we are terrible at remembering. Which is why I have a written list of episode topics so I don't double topic.
Don't repeat, yeah.
Fun fact.
I started doing the same thing.
I've had to edit my list because I realized I had multiple topics that spread throughout the entire list. The same topic spread throughout the list. I'm like, fuck. Which is always good.
Always good. Good to catch it early on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so monkey's paw.
Yeah, we're doing the monkey's paw today, which I found out my entire life I call it the monkey paw.
Yeah. I found what a monkey paw would taste like.
The P.F. Chang's home menu mango sweet and sour sauce is garbage.
It starts off very sweet. You're like, oh, just what I wish for, sweet meat. And then it gives you this terrible aftertaste to remind you that it's monkey. Like, that's your monkey's paw.
I can give you some sweet meat with a terrible aftertaste if you want. I thought...
salty. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I had a lot of pineapple recently.
So have I. It's what I have every morning for breakfast.
Ooh.
Two cups of pineapple and a cup of strawberries. Just for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Fiend Gods hit me up. I see the message you sent your son.
Ah!
But all the time, I thought it was the monkey paw.
It's the monkey's paw.
Yes, the monkey's paw, which makes... I mean, I feel like...
It makes sense.
I mean, it is the monkey's...
Yeah, I get it.
It is the monkey's paw that causes the curse, but it is, in fact, a monkey paw.
Yeah, I thought it was like... it's that monkey paw there.
No.
Did you
it is.
Look outside.
You dumb son of a bitch!
I'm getting into it.
Okay.
Well, I'm in a diner.
He's a character.
Okay. I can't really...
Fucking waiter sucks, though. My Coke's run dry again. Guess that's not gonna be a tip.
Sorry, we're more of hardcore heroin people.
Mm.
Ice
stick it in. We're gonna start freebasing.
No. We so needles don't make mark. We just squirt it down the throat.
Oh, gotcha. Right in the eye. Thank you. Right to the brain. Anyway,
so we're gonna go over.
Terrible. Don't do drugs.
Drugs are bad.
As I sit here with a waft in the air, but don't do drugs, kids.
So, fun fact, the monkey's paw, is 9 pages, not even. Very short story. This is not the stories that I've covered before, which include, like, the Iliad, the Odyssey, part 1 of the Divine Comedy, which was the Inferno. So this is, I had to get a little bit more information than just hopping right
just
in.
Just the 8 pages, you wanted more.
Well, 9 pages.
We could have done a dramatic reading.
We could have.
I'd rather not.
There's 4 characters.
It was one of my least... I can do a chick and a dude. Hi, this is me! Hi, this is me. I just killed Jared. He just about spit his water.
we can all do that.
So, the mom...
Hello, Teddy.
You all sound like fucking Mickey Mouse, but it's fun.
I mean, they did the... The
Gift of the Magi.
Gift of the Magi. I would love to see a Disney version of the Monkey's Paw. And we'll get into why. But so, The Monkey's right. Paw is a supernatural short story written by author W.W. Jacobs.
It was W.W.?
W.W.
Walker Walker?
Actually, William Wymark Jacobs. Ooh,
close with Marker, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
W.W., I'd go with that.
Yeah, I'd just go with Will.
That middle name.
Mm. Wymark.
What's his name?
William Wymark.
Wymark.
W-Y-M-A-R-K.
But... Okay, and yeah. What's his last name?
Jacobs.
I'd go by Mark Jacobs.
Mark Jacobs or William.
Why Mark Jacobs? He just dropped both the W's.
He was born in on September 8th, 1863, in Wapping, London, England. And he died at the age of 70.
He was an Englander.
Yeah.
Okay.
Old Englander, actually.
Old England, yeah.
Yeah, because we got New England.
In what year?
1863.
So that would be... I just listened to all this shit. I think that would be just after plague stopped. Because I think that was the 17s. Right?
I don't know.
I think I'm trying to think of, like... Somebody that would make the monkey paw, I could see it being just after the plague ended. Things are sort of getting back to normal, and it's like the monkey paw is what you...
I want a cure for the plague. Okay, but half the population isn't going to take the vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, somebody could grow up in that, and it's like, you know, I'll make a horror story.
Yep.
So...
I need to take a sidestep, because you brought it up. So, me and Anthony's work is getting ready to reopen in July. However, they're allowing us to continue to work from home until the end of the year.
Yep.
Probably for the foreseeable future, because we do not interact with customers, and there's no need for us to be anywhere near an office. And if we weren't there, they can bring people from the other building over so they can actually sell off the other building that they're spending so much time renovating.
That's fair.
With the office reopening, they're also opening some of the facilities, like the gym.
Yeah, the gym.
But in order to use the gym, you have to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
One of my dearest friends, love her to death. Asterisk. I don't think it's right that you have to be vaccinated to use the gym. You're not even a gym member anymore. You gave it up 2 years ago when you started Fit Body Boot Camp. Well, yeah, but if we ever have to go back to the office, I would like the option to use it. By that fucking time, there's not going to be a need for the vaccination because you fuckers are going to be dead.
No.
I've said my piece.
Not the...
Do you want to get your spoon?
Are we going to have to take away that thing from you?
Maybe.
It's fine. By the way, that's been out for like 3 days.
It's fine. He's lived through enough.
It's fine.
But I just also want to say, so WW was born
in... It's fine at the beginning. It's a monkey's paw.
Yeah, it's not going to get better.
It's keeping me in the episode. It's a monkey's paw.
He was born in 1863, as I said. On SparkNotes.com, it said The Monkey's Paw is written, first published in 1702.
Yep.
SparkNotes is incorrect. For such a very popular story, considering it was 1902 and not 1702.
I mean, 1702 might have been the first iteration of it.
That's possible.
But it says a short story by W.W. Jacobs.
Maybe the original story
got lost to time.
Yeah.
Maybe W.W.
Maybe it's the Epic of Gilgamesh, too.
Maybe W.W. is a time traveler.
So it's possible. Let's talk about that, huh? No, I'm joking.
So let's get to the plot overview.
Okay.
This is from Spark.
Hang on. So it's been.
There we go.
Okay. Just broad overview.
Yep.
There's a man.
Yep.
He gets a present.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cursed monkey paw.
Mm-hmm.
Son dies.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone dies.
No.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, that's the story I remember. So.
Usually the stories are that someone gets a monkey paw, but the. The killing, like, it's really just trying to kill you. So, like, if somebody's dead, you bring them back, they're just going to try to kill you.
Yes.
Anything you wish for is going to have a side effect. It can kill other people if it affects you in a bad way from the wish you wanted. So, like, there's a more modern one where, like, the guy wants the money or whatever, so he gets an accident at his company.
Yeah.
And it pays for it, and they make money, but his whole family dies. Like, that's the side effect. Like, you get to be wealthy, like, you want to
bring how about we get into the story?
Yeah, let's get into the story now.
Yeah, so...
I just can't remember.
So it depends.
Am I right in remembering that it's a... The son dies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crushed.
Yes.
Okay, then I kind of... Yes.
Crushed is a...
It's very yes, very he's ground to death, one might say.
Okay,
so that makes sense.
So the monkey paw is actually a 3-part story.
Yep.
One for each wish.
Kind of. So the story begins, we have the White family.
Yep.
Yep.
We have Herbert.
All the whites.
We have,
no one ever cares about the whites.
No one cares about Mrs. White, because we have Herbert, and, Herbert.
Just Herbert? They don't name the others.
Give me a second. Character list. We have, Morris, and we have Herbert.
Is Morris the son?
No. We'll get into that. Okay. Herbert, Mrs. White, Mr. White, and Sergeant Morris.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, so...
Interesting.
Part one opens on a dark storm night as three members of the White family, Herbert, Mrs., and Mr. Morris. Herbert and his father, Mr. White, so the dad's not named either.
How you doing?
They're playing a game of chess while the wife knits, as women only knit, they don't play chess, because...
I'm going to put the work to A4, it's going to be the winning move. I think of just very bland, basic, because Mr. and Mrs. White and whatnot.
And
Herbert. The whitest name possible, Herbert.
I don't know, Brian's pretty white.
Don't throw my dad under the bus.
So, the son wins, Herbert wins, and Mr. White complains about the terrible weather that they, that's outside.
Very terrible weather, sure.
Suddenly,
knock on the door.
A family friend, Sergeant Major Morris, arrives for a visit.
Just Sergeant Major Morris?
Yeah, Sergeant Major.
That's weird.
Morris. And he tells the stories of his exploits abroad, because, this was the 1902, so they're going, and they were, I believe...
I was in the African Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe the...
Killing them people, and it was great. I saw a hippo.
I believe the term, the correct term for what it was raping Africa.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
probably.
I think that's the proper term.
Isn't that, like, because he was British, right, or English?
Yeah.
So he was likely in, like, the Zulu War. So, yeah, I'd say that was... It's accurate.
Major Morris created an organization where he realized that if he has sex with children, he'll live forever.
Wow, yeah, okay. Hello, children.
Mr. White, expresses his interest about going to India, but... Sergeant Major Morris says, you should just stay home.
Under savages, I tell you. Say that about everywhere. They're all savages, I tell you. Your musket does the answering.
At Mr. and Mrs. White's urging, Sergeant Major takes out a small mummified paw out of his pocket. And he explains that a fakir, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, is F-A-K-I-R.
Sounds about right. I couldn't tell you. It's old English.
Yeah, or not English at all.
Maybe not.
Who knows? A mystic miracle worker placed a spell on the paw to prove that people's lives are governed by fate and it's dangerous to meddle with fate. According to Sergeant Major, three men can wish on the paw 3 times each. The Sergeant Major already himself had used his three wishes. And had so as his a friend of his, whose third wish was for death.
Ah,
not surprised.
Yeah, so he thought about selling.
What a twist!
What a twist! He thought about selling the paw because you can make billions off of that.
Well, yeah, because it'll give you whatever. But
yeah,
anyway.
But he
brought it home.
He knows that it's bad. And he doesn't want to cause any more harm.
Has he made a wish yet?
Yeah, he used all 3 of his wishes. We never find out what they were.
Well, because he dies immediately after the door closes.
Yeah.
I have to give them to you now. Can't wait till Christmas, okay.
got chlamydia from all the people. Just killed Jared again.
I discovered a new disease.
Got chlamydia from the sanitarium.
Turns out you can't fuck a bullfrog. It's not actually the cure for AIDS.
Damn it, you
are I know, I got it! I went Quiet there.
I was going to say.
I went Book of Mormon.
I found the a disease I'm calling Acquired Immunity Deficiency Syndrome.
Anyway.
Anyway, I have AIDS.
So, do they take the paw?
Well, no, because he immediately throws it into the fire.
Oh, okay, so yeah, he kills the poor Sergeant Major.
No, Mr. White grabs it out of the fire.
Okay.
And the Sergeant Major warns him 3 times to leave the paw alone. He's like, you fucking drop that paw. No. Drop the paw. Drop the paw. Alright, here's how it works.
Great. I wish you were dead.
Which is hilarious to me, because if you're trying to not have this person wish, why would you tell them
no, how Anthony, to... it's the same thing for saying no. Same thing that James Bond, Awesome Powers, I'll follow. 3 times. 3 no's make a yes. Monkey Paw started it.
Well, first off, how dare you put Awesome Powers in this? Awesome Powers. Oh, hey. No. He always has consent. He won't sleep with a drunk woman because he knows she can't properly consent.
Okay, you got me on that one.
Yeah.
But James Bond on
James Bond's a rapist. And
almost everyone else in that same category.
Yeah.
Monkey Paw started it.
Monkey Paw's a rapist. I wish I could make spy dramas, finger curls, but they're all rapists.
No!
Mrs. White says that the story reminds her of the Arabian Nights, which we had an episode of. Everyone check that out. We did 1001 Arabian Nights and
we had to edit that a little bit.
Yeah, when they talk about certain topics that...
certain racial cultures that...
Not cool.
Not a great reputation in history. So we just decided, yeah, we're just going to cut that out.
Yeah. And she, Mrs. White jokingly suggests that her husband wished her a pair of extra hands to help her with all the work.
Okay.
As opposed to him just helping her out. Did
she grow more arms?
Well, no. The Sergeant Major doesn't find this funny and urges him not to do that.
Obviously.
Don't do that.
Yeah. And he says he uses his common sense if he insists on wishing.
Okay.
Yeah. And after supper and more tales of India, the Sergeant Major leaves.
Does he tell him about the tiger that bit off his leg and they hunted it down? So I don't think of it.
I was kind of thinking you're going to do like a Tiger King or an Army of the Dead.
No.
I didn't know where he was going with it either. It's fine.
No, but the never mind.
I saw tigers.
This is what happens when you don't bring the appetizer on time and make stupid Monty Python jokes that only he understands.
Well, I mean, if he would have showed up on time.
Yeah, it's true.
It's really, I don't know if enough people would know it, so I backed out.
Yeah, you pussed out. We could tell. It's fine. Don't worry.
Anyway.
So, Herbert thinks the Sergeant Major is lying.
Yep.
And just sticking with his father, because, yeah, if you're friends, I would totally do that to you and dig around.
I don't really think people die from using it. I think it's all bullshit.
Look at me, I still got both my legs and both my arms and my good sense about me, and I'm definitely not gonna die as soon as you shut the door. Like, it's carried off by, like, a fucking eagle or some shit.
Sorry, Sergeant Major walks outside.
No, it would just be the ghost of all the Zulu he killed.
For
no reason, they just appear.
Oh, blimey, I tell you!
Son of a bitch!
So, Herbert suggests that he should... Wish
not
that...
a shark again! Not a shark again!
Sorry. Sorry. Something say I'm through the side.
I'm just going to keep getting Anthony with that. You folks, be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Herbert says that he should make that his dad should wish himself to be emperor so he doesn't have to listen to Mrs. White snagging anymore. You can really tell how old this story is.
Yeah.
In fake anger, Mrs. White playfully chases her son.
Hi.
Ooh,
that was freaky.
Mr. White says he has everything he wants and isn't sure what to wish for. She's good.
Great man. Yeah.
That's such a white person thing to say, though, right? That is
hashtag blast.
That is definitely a white thing to say. You know what we could really use, though, is one of those homemade signs on old barnwood that says, bless this mess.
Oh, live, laugh, love, right?
No fussing, no cussing, or whatever the fuck it is.
No fuss. But Herbert, he actually makes a suggestion for the wish.
Okay.
Herbert thinks, and he's like, you know what? If we had 200 pounds, that would give us the ability to pay off the house.
So it's about right.
Yeah.
So we asked for 200 pounds.
Yeah, Mr. White wishes aloud for 200 pounds. And then Herbert accompanies him with melodramatic piano chords, which I think is the best part of this whole story. Yeah, basically, he's like, I wish I had 200 pounds. Dun, dun, dun! Because I really like this Herbert guy.
But it was funny. It was really funny.
But after the piano, Mr. White suddenly screams and says that the monkey paw curled and twisted in his hand like a snake. Yeah.
Man. Now it's just two for the pink.
Ooh. After Mr. and Mrs. White goes to bed, Herbert sits by the fire and sees a vividly realistic monkey face in the flames.
He's fun.
Puts out the fire, takes the monkey paw, and goes to bed.
Of course, you take it with you. Why not? Totally not cursed or anything.
Yeah, the moment you see a fucking vivid monkey face in the fire,
the moment I see a face in my fucking fireplace, I'm leaving. Put it out, go to bed, take the thing with me. No.
That's the end of part one.
What a moron.
Hey, no, 200.
We're not living in Harry Potter land. There shouldn't be faces coming out of my fire.
Somebody wished I was dead in a monkey paw.
I'm not Jimmy Page. I don't deal in witchcraft. That's a deep cut.
It is.
For some people.
For no one but you.
How about Mr. Crowley?
That one.
Are you? No, wait, he doesn't work with me.
It wouldn't be Crowley. You'd have to have more anal sex for it to be Crowley. No. Please, no.
I started playing footsies with Jared. So part two begins the next morning. A sunny winter day. The room seemed cheerful and normal.
Wouldn't be very good to be given to Andy. A dominant hand's kind of...
Don't worry, we're talking about anal. No hands involved, baby. Just spit in a pill for you to bite onto.
Please, no.
So it's nice, you know, contrast to last night's gloomy atmosphere. And the mummified paw now looks harmless. Mrs. White comments on the ridiculous story that Sergeant Major had. But she remarks that, you know, 200 bucks wouldn't hurt. Which, yeah.
10 pounds wouldn't hurt, you know what I mean?
It wouldn't.
I like to imagine.
But Herbert interjects. He's like, of course $200 could hurt. If the money, you know, fell out of sky right onto Dad's head. That would hurt him.
That would hurt, yeah.
Yeah.
What if they gave you 200 pounds and instead of money, I just made you gain weight? Because it only understood English for some reason.
Well, Jared.
Like, the new school English, like, for whatever
the English
reason.
Is not around yet.
Yeah. American English.
Gets back to the time traveling author theory.
It'd be really funny if nothing happened. And like, oh yes, you have to make the wish in Indian. Like in Hindi.
I would enjoy it much more if it was the weight issue, but like it took a while. So like every couple of years is a couple 5 pounds, you'd be like 80 and you're like, why the fuck am I so fat? I'm 200 pounds. Oh, fuck. Yep.
It'd be a fun one.
That
would be a fun story. But, okay, how
I mean, that's my life, Jared, so is it really that fun of a story?
This is life, and it's now or never.
I think it's all our lives. But, what do they do in the original one? Like, how does it go?
Well, I'll continue the story. Yeah.
I'm getting
so, Mr. White answers that people often mistake coincidence for granted wishes.
That monkey paw is just terrible.
Then Herbert leaves for work. Okay. Perfectly timed for you to stand up at that bar.
Yeah, good.
And actually, I'm going to get another Dr. Pepper because our waiter fucking sucks.
Yes. So, later that day, Mrs. White notices a stranger outside dressed in nice clothes.
Okay.
The stranger hesitantly approaches the gate three times. Before opening it and coming to the door. Mrs. White ushers him in, and he nervously states that he's a representative of Ma and Megan's. Herbert's employer. So Ma and Megan's is. Mrs. White asks if Herbert's all right, and the representative says he is hurt, but in no pain.
I mean, that's what morphine's for.
Well,
oh, thank God.
Well, Mrs. White's like, oh, that's fine, until she realizes that he literally is dead. Because that's what he meant by that. Could you imagine? Is he hurt?
Well, actually, maybe, he's in bits and pieces. He's dead. He's not in pain.
He's gonna be fine in the ground, I tell you. It's gonna be a beautiful service.
Not of the casket, movie boy.
I don't recommend opening the casket. It's.
I would not recommend.
We had to get him with a shovel.
It wasn't the whole.
I would recommend a shovel.
He wasn't a lucky situation. That's what I'm saying. He did not slip on the PP in the Walmart. So.
You turned southern.
I did southern. Well, I had to with King of the Hill.
I mean, you'd be crazy what accents are from.
Oh.
I mean, isn't a like Midwestern accent, you know, like in Minnesota, isn't that just a Scandinavian accent but in English?
Probably.
I don't know.
I don't know
why anyone would go to Minnesota.
There's so many different accents across America. I couldn't tell.
What happened was Herbert was caught in the machinery and he was twisted and spiraled around.
If you've ever seen the Futurama episode where Bender makes the sausages from the mammoth meat, just picture one of those kind of machines. He done did get sausageified.
Yeah, he did. Big old wiener now.
Big old swing. Jared knows all about that.
Sure. Mr. White says that Herbert was their only child that they had left.
Yep.
Embarrassed, the representative stresses that he's only simply obeying Ma and Megan's orders. And then we get into the part that makes me really think that this story could be played off today. The representative then explains that the company will take no responsibility for the death.
Yep.
But we'll give the wives £200 for saying sorry.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Me and Sven were talking about this, I think, on the ride over yesterday. And we were talking about there's products being recalled right now from, I think, Johnson & Johnson or whatever. There's like two sunscreens and some mosquito repellent that are being recalled because there's carcinogens in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're going to get recalled and then someone's going to sue and they're going to settle outside for like $537 million. That's nothing to that company. We realize this, right? Like, that's nothing. There's no punishment or anything. Everyone's going to get, like, $50.
Yeah, because, you know, that one settlement is, just...
After lawyer fees and the lawyers take half of it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's re-dang ridiculous.
Yep.
True.
And that's the end of part two.
Facts of life for you, there, folks.
Yeah, companies don't care.
So the husband died.
No fuck.
No, the son died.
Son's Hubert.
Son is fucking.
But the son was living with them at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's fine. I still live with my parents. I'm 31. It's because fucking houses are expensive. I'm a single white dude who works barely over minimum wage.
Anyway,
sorry, I have a mosquito bite on my forehead, so if I mention that,
he's gonna get a lot more too.
So, and now we get to part three. Where the Whites bury Herbert, and several days passes. This is a little Casadega.
That Casadega.
It's an occasion. It'll get me every time. And the couple feel exhausted and hopeless.
I did.
And a week after a burial, Mr. White wakes up to hear his wife crying by the window. Mm-hmm. He urges her to come back to bed, but she refuses.
Because her son died, I mean, understandable.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, fucking,
she's grieving.
Get over it, woman. Come to sleep with me, the man who's already over my last child being.
We'll make a new one. Barbara, come here. We'll make a new child for you. This one will be better.
What's 18
more? Another!
What's 18 more years?
You'll die in childbirth at this rate anyway. It doesn't matter, and then I'll blame the child for the death and never love it.
And even as it goes at the rate of birth, you are likely to be a bit duller in the head, if you know what I mean, honey. So either way,
we must offend every Cockney person every time we do that accent.
Maybe we should just adopt the child, Barbara.
If you listen from European ways, let us know how much we offend you.
I mean,
podcastmedia@gmail.com or CLT sandwich.
The CLT sandwich.
The CLT sandwich.
CLT sandwich is our thing.
Bastard.
So he dozes off again until Mrs. White suddenly cries out that she wants the monkey paw.
No.
Get that monkey paw.
I don't think you should get the monkey paw. Guess
she wants her son back.
Yep, she tells him to go downstairs and wish Herbert back to life because he made the wish, so he has to make the wishes.
Yeah.
And Mr. White resists to tell her that Herbert's death and the 200 pounds they received have nothing to do with the wish that he made on the monkey paw.
No, absolutely nothing. Nothing to do with each other.
You think they used the money for the funeral to pay out the house?
I don't think there really was a funeral, sir. They buried it in the back fucking yard.
They just threw that into a sausage and nobody was any the wiser.
Mr. White says that he didn't want to tell her before, but Herbert
this
was so mangled.
Pack of sausage tastes kind of funny.
That Herbert was so mangled that he had to identify the body by looking at the clothing, not the actual body.
That sounds about right.
Which is like, oh, who's this mangled corpse? Oh, well, that's a witch shirt with the stick figure witch on it. That's gotta be
so
Jared.
We got his rubber boot, we got his hat, we got some of his flannel he was wearing, and here's his 12-bag of sausage wig, and you... Tell us the same.
Why do you go to cannibalism immediately? Why do you think that they would eat their son in cannibalism?
Well, they were poor. They couldn't afford it. Plus, it was made into a sausage, so...
I say it's a sausage factory. So I just imagine he was probably made into some, and they're just like, well, I mean, these are the ones we know he's in, so... Does that look like your son?
Mrs. White doesn't listen and continues to insist to Herbert bring back to life. So Mr. White retrieves the paw.
The first time didn't teach her anything.
Well,
we gotta try it again.
Quincy.
Sure.
And Mrs. White orders him to make the wish two more times until he complies. Really weird. There's like a number of threes or something in this whole story. He makes the wish and they wait.
Yep.
You see, the candles go out, and they hear the clock, the creak of a stair, and the sound of a mouse.
Okay.
And time passes. Time passes.
Oh, I imagine.
Because, you know, the cemetery's a few miles down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then suddenly...
A knock on the door.
And then...
Another knock on the door.
And Mr. White...
Barbara, get the fucking door! It's your fucking son! I didn't want him! Remember? I wanted a new one! Could have been a lot more fucking fun! Barbara, get the... Barbara! No! Barbara, get the... Motherfucker!
My windows are open.
The neighbors are so confused.
I fucking love
There's
it.
No
so
Barbara
in this part. Mike was facing out the window when he was yelling that.
I wanted to get that echoing dissonance. I yelled at the corn, it's fine.
So Mr. White runs back upstairs.
This corn tastes confused.
And it tastes like it's got daddy issues. I don't know why.
Talk about this raised from the dead corn.
I wonder if this is the corn behind my house is feed corn or people corn.
It's feed corn.
Oh god, someone's getting a really weird burger.
It's all feed corn. Why did someone? Did you see someone steal corn?
No.
Okay.
No, because if that, if the core is going to grow up with daddy issues and then depending on who
I don't know why, but this hand here just seems to like to use a black and red deck. I think it might be this corn feed I've been giving her.
Got daddy issues. So Mr. White dashes upstairs, and when Mrs. White hears the third knock,
answers the door.
No, she says that it's Herbert.
Okay.
And she realizes that he hasn't returned because he had to, after write off the wish, because he had to walk 2 miles from the graveyard to their house.
I thought they buried him in the backyard. I
thought it was sausages, so it just...
Imagine that. Well, rolling. It's rolling down like a soup can. You've seen that Campbell's soup commercial, right?
Where
Yeah.
Mr. White begs her not to open the door, but she breaks free and runs downstairs. As she struggles to reach the bolts, so she's also kind of short, apparently.
Barbara, don't do it! I'll get the fucking gun!
The knocking becomes more insistent, and Mr. White frantically starts searching around. He starts going on the ground.
Yeah, for the gun.
No, he grabs the monkey paw.
Oh, goddammit.
And as...
Gotta make another wish, huh?
Yeah, as Mrs. White pulls back the bolt, he gets the wish, and he makes his final wish. I wish whoever's at the door goes away. Mrs. White opens the door. No one's there. Street's empty. And that's the end.
So
I remember the captain being at the door after he makes that wish, and it's just him being like, no, I'm getting deployed again. This is me telling you guys, like, you won't see me around anymore.
See, that would be a good twist.
Right?
Can I bring up,
of course,
the newest iteration of this that I would have seen was when I was binge-watching Creepshow.
Yeah.
They did an episode with this.
It's a very popular thing.
It is. It's very popular. The first one was that a girl crashes, and then she is, like, repaired by the guy who lives in the house. And it's basically this guy, and, like, he's up to the point of they got the money, they became rich because of an accident at work. But, like, they lost their son. But then, like, at this point, he's on his second wish. Instead of that, basically she kills herself after he does that, the second wish here. And then we'll get to the third one, then I'll get into how they end that out.
No, I mean...
Because it's interesting. Oh, that was the whole story?
Yeah, that was the whole thing. That was part three.
Okay, so yeah. So with theirs, they got up to that. They kind of just lead you in when he's doing the second one. He asked for her back, and he's like, part of the wish that he had, part of his second wish was like to have somebody just keep him company, so that's why she crashed her car. She ended up there. Third wish, he's like, I want to move. Or no, he brings up the second one, is that he brought his wife, he brings his wife back. But then when he went to the cemetery, she was fucking, like, zombified and tried to kill him, so he had to re-kill her and rebury her, and then his third wish was that she would remain as it was, and he would just have somebody to keep him company. She crashed her car, ended up there, he's like, that's why I found you, fixed you up. Then she takes it, and hers ends with, like, her third wish ends up being the guy that she killed or whatever. Something about, like, the guy she killed could suffer whatever, but, it, like, the monkey paws thing is it brings everyone back who's in the autopsy room, whatever, the morgue. It brings them all back, and they basically they gang up and eat her. That's, like, the monkey paw thing. Like, yeah, he's gonna suffer in hell, but, you know, this is the bad side.
I feel like, I get eaten by zombies. That does not really...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they lost me at the end, but the first part, the first majority of it was all just like you're coming in on the second wish and then doing their own thing with it. Yeah. They got a little weird.
I think, now, as much as that half-assed explanation of that story was pretty good, I think we all know the best modern-day monkey paw. No, Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, fucking God. Oh, so fucking...
No!
I forgot that monkey paw story.
It's Barbara, get the gun!
I love
that. Barbara! No, we're not watching it again! No! But no, I don't care! Barbara!
I really love the fucking...
Wait for the cops waveform. To get
called on Mike. The waveform going from, like, just really to the... full just mentioning.
Yeah, no, I... Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, with Max Lord, as played by Oberon. What did you say?
What was it?
Max Lord.
Yeah.
No, what did you say?
I don't remember.
I think you said Pablo Escobar?
No, I think I said something like that, but I cannot remember what came out of my mouth.
I think he did play Pablo Escobar.
I think he did. I was going to say, in one of the movies, right?
Yeah, and he's in Narcos.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
The Mandalorian.
Yep.
Yeah, he basically is a monkey paw.
They made something that is similar.
Wonder Woman.
Has similar traits, but is not a monkey's paw. They were just like, oh, it makes wishes. It's a monkey's paw.
Could have just made it a monkey paw.
No, it's not a monkey's paw. It's like
the Dream Stone.
Like, they start off good when they're like, it's made by Loki, but then they just do monkey paw. And it's like,
I really like the idea.
No.
Where they should have done this, where he picked, because, spoiler alert, because this movie, he picks up the Dream Stone and he says, I wish I were become you, the Dream Stone. A proper monkey's paw. A proper monkey paw, he would have immediately turned into the stone.
Yes! Thank you, yes. If you want to hear our actual thoughts on that entire movie, go check out What an Oddcast. We did an entire episode discussing that entire movie in length of how we truly felt that was a piece of shit movie.
Yeah, but I just...
But it had to bring it up another way. That's just what they fucking
did. There was someone... And I saw it online, and because you brought it up, I'm just going to... There was someone comparing Wonder Woman 84 to the Black Widow. And I'm like...
They're not
even remotely close to the same at all. Uh-huh. And one's actually a pretty fucking good movie, all things considered.
Black Widow. I'm kidding. Black Widow's great.
Listen, I had fun with Wonder Woman, but it was not as good as Black Widow.
Watching Wonder Woman...
Because, here's the thing, as much as you hate Taskmaster, you fucking hated the Dreamstone more.
I hated that, everything about that except Cheetah. With Wonder Woman 84. Like, I think Cheetah got shitted on with someone who's actually doing pretty decent with it.
Yep. We've already talked about it.
You mean these lasers touch people? No, not literally.
Not literally. Anyway.
Yeah, we can't get into it.
But the monkey's paw.
Monkey's paw. Other examples.
I mean, you get your wishes, but they come at a very high cost.
Yeah.
Usually your life.
Well, I mean, not usually, but...
I mean...
It depends on somebody's life. It depends on the genre, really.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because if you'll have, like, a horror theme, like a creep show death, but if you have, like, I'm just going to pull out I Am Weasel.
Yep.
You know, they have an episode called The Baboon's Paw.
Yep.
It's not really, like, he's not...
He's not dying. He's just getting, like, hit by cars.
Yeah,
I get you. You can use it for anything, but... And everything comes at a cost, so...
Yeah, that basically... Oh, you know, you might get your dead boyfriend's consciousness into another man's body, but you'll become a rapist.
What is it with you, a rapist?
Wonder Woman raped that man.
So, anyway...
He could not consent, she raped him. I don't care how hot she is, rape is rape.
She's not hot.
She's got a good body. You know what, Jared?
She's okay.
Beauty in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't matter. She's still rapist.
It's really no different than ScarJo with you, so...
Yeah, ScarJo raped you. It would still be rape.
ScarJo could never rape me. Let's be real here.
Jared, you say that until you get a dildo up your asshole.
He would get pegged from ScarJo. I know he would. And take it wholeheartedly knowing.
Exactly. But anyway, so...
I have people like that too, Jared. Don't worry. No judgment.
Rape is rape. Anyways, you're saying?
I give credit to the creator of the monkey paw here.
WW Jacobs?
WWF Jacobs, yes.
No, just WW.
Yeah, WWF. So, I give him credit, though, because it's the old proverb of nothing is free in this world. Just taking that old concept that everybody's always known and turning that into a story like that. I give him credit.
Yeah. And it's such a classic story.
It is very simple formulated, so it's easy to make things with it. We've seen it numerous times.
It's such a good story that Heather even approves it in her own weird concept for CLT Sandwich that she doesn't approve on some topics. She's going to lose her fucking mind when I tell her we're doing a Stephen King episode where we're just going to talk about his life.
I mean, that's
going to drive her insane.
You do R.L. Stein, too.
Anthony's adding R.L. Stein.
I mean, he
listen, like, there's horror writers out there. You could do one about your father, too, just for funny.
Could even do just one about
like
my
a
dad.
Bonus, just for funsies.
Yeah.
You'd probably get him on, to be honest with you.
I figure, you know.
You could get him on very easily.
They're legendary people. They're people who are legends.
Above and beyond, yeah.
You know, Stephen King, you know, William H. Bonney.
I might try to get him on here soon.
Yeah, he can talk about himself. We can do a whole thing about how he's not a legend. No, he can't be on the show. I'm kidding.
We're
be on any show.
Because also,
I'm going to try to get him on.
What'd be
one
fun
of the shows
is if you brought him on to talk about his writing persona as like the third, like
when
your father talks about Fiend.
The thing is,
that'd
be
funny as shit. I'd listen the shit out of that.
I love horror movies and all that, so I'm very inspired by horror stuff. Inspired. So, Mike, where can people find you?
You can find us. Are we not doing our favorite?
Oh, you guys have your answer? I forgot about that.
I know you did.
All right.
What's yours, Jared? Because I have three. What?
So, okay, I have two.
Okay. I'm sorry, because you couldn't think of a third one. You got pissy.
I narrowed it down to two, if I need be. But no, so I agree with Sven and the Wendigo. And Jeremy, the Wendigo.
Wendigo is good.
The Wendigo is just a fun one. Other than the Wendigo, the other one I'd have to go with is Skinwalkers.
I don't understand that. Because there's a show called Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch. Can you explain what a Skinwalker is?
They're aliens.
Okay.
No, they're a demonic spirit.
I tried to watch it, and they're doing like ghost hunter shit, and I'm like, I just don't understand the premise. And I tried to look it up, and it doesn't.
The briefest of breakdowns.
That's fine.
So, Anthony, we can move on here. A skinwalker, the old proverb for like the Skinwalker Ranch was that the Native Americans would use them, but they had to be summoned by a shaman of
tribe.
But even the shamans didn't like to use them because they were unruly spirits, and there was no way to know if they were in control, but there was the old telling amongst all the colonials that they would send a skinwalker as a giant wolf to like track down them and let them know where they were moving.
Yeah, there's an African American but a Native American story about like
but they're also related to aliens. There's a lot of alien stuff that's happened on Skinwalker Ranch. So it's a weird thing of like shamans contacting aliens.
It's just a supernatural
malevolent aliens.
Just a supernatural. Yeah.
I just added Skinwalkers to my season 5 thing right under R.L. Stein. So we'll get an episode, and I'll leave the reins of that one to you.
Okay.
So, 3 years from now,
I've got plenty of time. We'll be better set up by then.
Yeah, we'll have an office at that point in time.
You know, I want to.
There's one on your shoulder.
Yeah, I see. Sorry, you just shed.
There's hair. Yeah,
it happens.
You're getting old.
I did. I found an office.
Yeah,
but it was too far away.
I get it.
There's lots of office. It was $400. And like, it was an old, looks like it had been like a barbershop, but it had like a back, whatever. It's gone from like a small bar to a barbershop. And I'm like, really easily.
There's this boutique that's going, that's moving. It's a little out of town, but I'm like, ooh. And Heather's like, no, it's too out of town for everyone. I'm like, okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Let's get everyone established before. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Michael.
Okay, so I have three. One of them's fairly obvious, and the other ones I want to know if you guys know about. So
mermaids?
The first one is the Super Sargasso Sea.
Is that the really obvious one?
Yeah, it's a really obvious one. The Super Sargasso Sea. It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle. It's just like an alternate dimension where people, and it's in the Sargasso Sea. But like, there's a very specific route that you have to go to get to the Super Sargasso Sea, which is.
Are you adding that to your season 5 as well?
I'm just looking this up.
Have we ended out yet?
No,
we're still.
Oh, that's right, because Michael's telling us to cover. There's a lot going on.
Probably. Yeah. So that's the first one. And then Super Sargasso Sea. Listen, again, I don't like horror, but I listen to horror shit, and that's where I figure that stuff. Do you guys know what a tulpa is?
Tulpa.
T-U-L-P-A. A tulpa.
T-A-U.
T-U-L-P-A.
Tulpa.
A tulpa?
Some kind of spirit.
It is. It's a concept in mysticism and a paranormal being or object created by thought, spiritual, or mental powers.
Oh, it's the Bye Bye Man.
Yes. Yeah. It's a tulpa.
I love the Bye Bye Man.
It's a tulpa. There's stories about monks who have, like, created tulpas, but like a tulpa in itself is just a unthinking, malevolent creature
it's like
that kills.
Another, it's like the mind version of a golem.
Yes, yes. So, and if you have really strong mental powers, you can control your tulpa. But for the most part, when you create a tulpa, it's by accident. Think of like the Scribbles in Foster's Home for Imaginary Kids. Yep. That's a tulpa. So I mean, imaginary friends in general are tulpas.
We were just talking about that one with the golem episode about what other religions have done things. The tulpa was the Hindu, Indonesian.
That's where it came from. Yeah.
Area sort of.
I'm surprised you knew that one, Jared. This one I don't think either one of you guys. Do you guys know who the Dogon people are?
I believe that is something that evolves from Sfeel.
No, I have not heard of this one.
So the Dogon people are indigenous to West Africa.
Okay.
And they had such a good understanding of the solar system and the galaxies that they actually believed they were visited by aliens. And two French scientists went there and lived amongst the Dogon people for so long to record all this. They knew about Sirius A, right? So Sirius. Mm-hmm. But they also knew well before that it was a binary star system. So Sirius B was there. And that Sirius B is where these lizard-like aliens came and visited the Dogon people way in the back in the past. It's really fucking interesting.
Interesting. That is.
No, that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
I agree with those.
Right. Yeah, I'm surprised you knew what a tulpa was, but thank you.
There are some weird things.
When you pop that Hindu, and you're like,
and also,
yes.
Anything to do with, like, alternate reality in our reality is amazing.
Well, you guys keep forgetting I had a lot of free time growing
up. Yeah, no, I get you.
Then I'll make sure that I get you on the alternate dimensions and time travel episode.
That's cool. In season 4.
No, that's actually two the season.
Okay.
So you can find me.
I'll need to know the day so I can request off.
Michael's dying. Barbara, get the water!
I brought up the alternate reality and this one's killing me. I'm being fucking pruned.
Now, Mike, you just let me know when you're around.
No, I don't give a shit, Anthony. I took a lot of time off in August because I'm sick of working there.
Oh, we'll do it in August then. So, where can people find you?
You can find me at Jokey Pants Games or at Oddcast N. And you can catch me every Monday and Thursday on What an Oddcast. I forgot to mention it yesterday, and I don't want to jinx it because I don't know what the fuck James is doing. But I did order an FWR shirt.
Oh,
FW1R should be back on YouTube here soon over on Getting Beyond the Box.
Nice.
He's been talking about some things that are going to well.
Excuse me, sorry.
This is going to come
delicious
out.
Sandwich.
This will come out late, but when you hear this next week, go on Getting Beyond the Box and go check him out with the creative feature they have. They're talking him and Dreadpool. I just want to shout this out because I thought it was neat. They got the game developer of Song of Fire, I think the song is, or Song of Iron. It's on their YouTube. I'll have to double check. Anthony, if you would be so kind if you have access to look it up right at the moment.
Actually, I don't have my computer at all.
We have to record this on phones.
What channel is this on?
Gaming Beyond the Box.
Like, where can people find you while I look this up?
You can find us at Beetle_cast on Twitter.
Song of Iron. Thank you. Yeah, they're interviewing him tonight.
Season 1 just wrapped up, so go check out the final episode of season 1.
Just give James a shout out because we love him. Anyway, follow me at Oddcast Center at Joke Pass Games.
Yep. I'm excited for the next season of Worst Long Trip Ever Taken.
Which one, 1.5 or 2?
1.5.
1.5 will be fun.
But you don't like Sunday.
I don't.
You don't like them good old dogs.
Do you even know what Sunday sounds like, Jared?
No, I've forgotten what they all sound like. And
I remember from my 5 minutes of watching. It's burned into my brain.
It took me 2 seconds to find out, but I'm afraid. Anyway, thank you for having me on the Monkey's Paw.
Yeah, thanks.
It tasted like shit.
Yeah, I changed the
What I love is they're all on YouTube, so we can actually watch them here.
You know what? Here, let me give the folks one more taste of Monkey Paw.
Yeah, we changed the episode three times. We were originally going to do Orpheus. And then I realized, I didn't want to do Orpheus.
That's a monkey's paw.
And then I was going to do Sleepy Hollow. And then Sven, he really wanted to be on Sleepy Hollow. So he asked, not directly, but he asked me if I could delay the episode.
You know what? If folks would like to experience what we tasted here today for a monkey's paw, they can go get P.F. Chang's home menu, mango sweet and sour sauce. It'll start off sweet, but then and end with a terrible kick.
Yes.
This podcast brought to you by P.F. Chang's. Remember,
this podcast is brought to you by Anchor.
P.F. Chang's. You'll shit your brains out.
But you only know if this podcast is advertiser if you don't listen to us on the Patreon.
Patreon.com/OddCastN,
where you get the
$1, $3, $5, you get all episodes, no ads, you get bonus content that we don't, you know.
And sometimes you get early CLT sandwiches when Anthony remembers to send it to Jared. Yeah. But you can also find me at CLT_sandwich or at Inferno Frenzy on Twitter. You can also email thecltsandwich@gmail.com for any questions, comments, hellos, topic ideas, anything.
Yeah, boy.
Even though the topic ideas will put you into season 6, so in 4 years we'll get to your topics.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Hashtag stay odd.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right, bitch.
But thank you for listening, sampling today's flavor of CLT sandwich. We hope that you enjoyed it and you will join us next week to try a brand new one. Remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures, and W.W. Jacobs out there. But do not be afraid. We're here to make them more palatable for everyone's consumption. Brian, stay safe and stay hungry. Mike.
What?
Bye.
Bye. Okay.